Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys at the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we have a product from the Burnt Church Distillery, or Burnt Church Distillery, not the Burnt Church. It's Burnt Church Distillery. We're going to hell after this review, but that's fine, because burn all the church. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But this is called Anita's Choice. We'll get into that in a little bit. Michael, you want to say the word of our sponsor, though?
Yeah, well, first of all, who the hell's Anita? Oh, I got questions. Also, we burned...
Who the hell's Addy, dude?
Okay. First of all, Addy's is a wonderful establishment that's family-owned and operated, located in Williamsville, New York.
Wonderful is subjective.
Wow.
Just kidding. Love them.
So, they have an in-house wine sommelier and an app that you should download. It is located at the Google Playground Play Store, whatever they call it, or the Apple App Store. And you can have spirits shipped right to you if you live within the state of New York, which is great. And you can have wine shipped to you wherever you want to live from Addy's if you like their selection as well, because you can do that with wine. So thank you, Addy's, for sponsoring this episode. And God bless you. And thank you for everything.
And thanks for dealing with us, because we're dumpster fires. Okay, so speaking of dumpster fires, churches are... No. So the Burnt Church Distillery...
This is not good.
This is kind of an interesting story, though, because they don't really relate. So, Burnt Church Distillery, there's a road in Bluffton, South Carolina. Do you know Bluffton, South Carolina?
I think I drove through it.
Yeah. It's kind of like inland South Carolina from Dafuska Island, but not nearly as close to Clemson as you would think.
Well, no, so it's like Clemson and Anderson is way upstate.
Exactly. So... This is based off of...
Is this by, like, Charleston? Like, where...
Kind of. It's kind of like Dafuska Island is here, Charleston's down here, Bluffton's kind of, like, here. So it's near, more inland and north of Dafuska Island.
But it's in the middle of the state?
It's kind of, like, more... South Carolina's a big state, dude. It's not in the middle
of
the state.
I literally drove side to side in, like, 3 hours.
It's not in the middle
of
the state, but it's, like, Hilton Head, Dafuska Island, Bluffton. It's kind of, like,
all right,
area.
All right, they're coastal, in a little circle.
Coastal kind of area. Anyway, anywho...
Any this Hoosiers.
This is Burnt Church Distillery. They, I believe, are on Burnt Church Road, or they at least wanted to try to understand the mystery behind Burnt Church Road. So there's a lot of speculation around what Burnt Church Road is. So this distillery, they really wanted to understand the mystery of Burnt Church Road. I guess it's like this wives' tale or some sort of like mystery that exists within this area of South Carolina of this Burnt Church Road that nobody has really an understanding of what happened here. But what they're thinking happened is like the Low County plantations were destroyed, and a lot of the area that was being previously used for the Low County plantations was being rebuilt with a lot of industries, hunting and sporting clubs. And then this really where it started a lot of like these investors coming in wanting to put in golf courses and stuff like that. So it was more of like a, I don't know, like a new development that they just wiped everything out and they just called this Burnt Church. I don't know if there was ever a burnt church on this road. People say that there was. People say that there wasn't. People say that they burnt it down. Like, there's a whole mystery behind it.
I was there.
Yeah, but, like, no one has the answers, and neither does this distillery, which is kind of weird that they're marketing this as the burnt church distillery. And some of their things also are kind of don't really add up to, like, the whole story. Like, it's a cool story, and I think they should dive into it if this is what they want. But, like, Anita's Choice. Anita's Choice is named after a woman named Anita Pulitzer. And she was very instrumental in passing the 19th Amendment, so the Women's Suffrage Act, and getting women the right to vote and all that stuff. They released this for the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. And she, like, left her law degree to pursue women's rights. And it's an interesting story, but she has nothing to do with Burnt Church Road. She was just some figure in South Carolina. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was reading some of this stuff, I was looking at this distillery, and I was like, Burnt Church Road, there's a mystery of Burnt Church. Anita probably was somebody that lived on the road that they just heard a tale about.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with Burnt Church. It has nothing to do with Bluffton. It was just Anita's a person in South Carolina. So as a consumer, like, that's confusing to me. And that's why I put that out there. But, like, their tagline is, be bold, which Anita was bold. So, like, that's kind of how they tied it in. I'm like, okay, cool. But, like, so am I. And there's Chex Mix that are also bold, too. So, like, it's just the story, you know?
Yes.
But to get to label branding and to get to some of this actual aspect of this, this is obviously from South Carolina. This is distilled in Kentucky. So it's a Kentucky product, blended in South Carolina, new char oak. This comes in at 65 bones, dude, $64.99. And this is a 6-grain product, which you're probably doing the math in your head. Most whiskey's 4-grain. Yeah, right? Most whiskey's only 4-grain.
Yep.
Corn, rye, wheat, malted barley, Carolina gold, rice, and oat.
Rice?
Yeah. Which is 7, which is interesting. I think it's Carolina gold corn.
This is also number 2 in our career with that cork.
The glass? I think we've had more than that, right?
I don't think so.
So,
it's going to spew all over the place.
This comes in at 48.5% ABV, 97 proof.
These are so difficult to open.
Is it glass or is
it rubber? Yeah, bro. It's glass. It's glass. They're all like that. They're so hard to pour.
Was this perforated too or no?
No. It wasn't.
So this is another thing. When we talked about Southern, or not Southern Tier, St. Lawrence
Spirits. St. Lawrence.
St. Lawrence Spirits was another product that came in a similar bottle to this where it was a glass cork and it had the label going up and down. But the problem with having that label on glass, especially for some reason, is without it being perforated, you either have to peel it or just kind of like manhandle it or woman handle it, women's suffrage. But when you do peel it, then it leaves a gooey residue on the actual top itself, which is quite annoying, again, for a consumer. So it's kind of just one of those things that it just takes away from some of the experience, you know?
The experience.
All right. So label branding, I do love the bottle. The bottle is really sweet.
It's pretty.
I love the label.
It's pretty.
The label is very classy. What
did Anita look like?
Classy.
There has to be a photo of her.
Yeah, there is. I mean, she was a Jewish woman. I don't know if that helps.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, she was pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she was back in the women's suffrage time, bro. It was a while ago. They weren't like the Kim K's now, you know?
Marilyn Monroe was a while ago, and she was gorgeous.
Fair. But it's a very, very pretty bottle. I like the way that they actually designed their label, too. If I stop moving it, maybe you guys can see. it starts, like, up top here, and then it goes down the label, like, this way, and then it comes back up,
and then
it comes back down. Wow. So it's kind of a very interesting...
Helping the blind there, Derek.
I know, right? It's kind of like a chevron pattern, which is something that I haven't seen before in a whiskey label.
No,
normally,
it's favorite.
One across and one at the bottom or something. Whereas this...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It kind of actually has some sort of design to it, so I do like that.
I do too. Chevron is also gorgeous for flooring, so I agree. Label branding, I'm going to go A minus.
I'll go A minus. I like that. I agree.
Although, what do we do with the cork? Does that knock it down?
No, because I think the bottle itself is gorgeous. The label is gorgeous. I was actually going to say A plus, and then we brought it down to an A minus because the cork sucks.
I agree.
Just get a regular cork, guys, please. This tastes like Bardstown. Or this smells like Bardstown.
Smells like there's seven different things in here.
Well, it's only six grains, so you're fired.
I don't smell rice.
I smell Bardstown in this 100%, dude.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay.
It's like this deep caramel.
It's very inviting. There's toffee in the nose.
Yeah. I have no idea if this is Bardstown, but this smells like Bardstown.
I'm going to rate this a. Know what I mean, Vern?
I'll go A.
Come on, you're not going to give this an A for the nose? I will fight you right here on camera.
It's just traditional Kentucky, dude.
Yeah, but it's good.
I was going to go B plus. Let's go A minus.
I agree.
All right, initial taste.
I taste the rice. No, I'm just kidding. It's very full body, isn't it? It's got like a...
There's almost like a cherry perfume note.
Yeah, there's something to this when it's sitting on your palate. Definite cherry skins in this.
I would honestly be very surprised if this is not Bardstown.
I like this.
This tastes a lot like Bardstown.
I like the deep color of this as well.
I just want to know how many times I can say Bardstown in a review that's not Bardstown.
Reaching over. There's some baking spice, a lot of caramel, and a lot of cherry. And that kind of rounds us out. I don't get much more outside of those.
I get a cherry pie. From this initial taste.
Cherry pie?
Yeah, because I'm getting kind of like this caramelized, cherry almost pie. Like flour or baked good.
Low type. Hug. Yeah, low hug too. This like warms your stomach.
Really? I don't get anything.
Would you get, dude, what were those? They were horrible for you. I don't even know if they sell them anymore.
The box?
Yeah. Pies in the box.
The pies in the box. That's kind of what I'm getting.
There was the apple one, then the cherry one. Yeah. In like early to mid 90s. If you remember, you remember.
That's what I'm getting from this. It's just like this baked cherry pie with a little bit of caramelized.
What would you rate this?
I actually really like this initial taste.
Because you like cherry, weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Kentucky.
I like Bardstown, though.
Yeah? Well, everyone likes Bardstown. That's why it's $165 a bottle.
Fair. I'm getting even more.
I'm going A-. You better make up your mind.
I'll go A-.
I agree.
I'm going to take a little more.
Ending note? Good luck. You closed it.
It's going to go all over you. Ending note, it is kind of getting a little flat at the end. The cherry pie kind of leaves you with that. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night after eating pizza and you have like dry mouth because of all the salt and stuff like that for pizza?
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you're not getting that because this isn't pizza. If it was, the cameras would be off and I would just be consuming it all.
We get it. You're Italian.
But I honestly think that like there's so much sweetness and fruit forward and like baked good up front that the ending note is kind of going down a little bit flatter because of how quick that punched you for the initial taste.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It does make you want to hesitate and just like sip some water for a half second before you pour a second glass. There's no doubt. It's very sweet. Ending note, I'm still going to go B-. Like, it's not a bad ending note. It's just very...
Your traditional Kentucky ending note.
Yeah, it's just very deep-rooted in Kentucky. Yeah. That's the only way to really put that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go B-. I still like this.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. B-. I agree. All right.
Final rating. Give me that countdown, because I feel like this is going to be very different from the first.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, 86. 85.5.
Yep. So that's fair. Now, to round this out, would you have this in your collection? 3, 2, 1, yes. Yeah. I definitely think it's worth $65. I haven't seen this like anywhere.
No. It's mostly in South Carolina. Both of these are very small distilleries.
Were you just South Carolina and I didn't know about it?
No, Gina's
fly down there?
Somebody from Gina's family, her uncle. So, Bill, what's up? Thank you. Her
what's up, Bill?
Uncle was in South Carolina. They did like a family trip to Dufusky because they like the island, to Hilton Head and all that stuff. And he had me for Secret Santa this past year, and he got me 2 bottles of whiskey for Secret Santa, which is sweet. It's a really cool, really cool time doing the Secret Santa stuff, especially when I get like a 12-year-old girl, because you know that's definitely like I love shopping for like Barbies and stuff like that. Just kidding, June did all of it. But anyway, so in that's where all this is coming from though, because he was just there and he got these from South Carolina. So I really, really do like this product. Especially knowing or thinking it's from Bardstown and knowing how expensive Bardstown is and how good it is, this is a very good product for the price.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is aged greater than 2 years.
And it's what proof?
That's all they said. 48.5,
so 97. Ooh. Getting a little frisky. All right.
They have other products too. But this is a solid product.
I agree.
I like this.
The only thing that's a pain about it is the cork.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
All in all, though, it's fine. I like it.
Cool.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
For joining today's review of Anita's Choice from the Burnt Church Distillery. Don't know how Burnt Church or Anita are related, but that's where we're at here. Women can vote. So now... Women's suffrage, dude. We're good. So thank you all for joining today's review. If you don't want to come back next week, fully understand. But thank you for tuning in today. And we do always recommend to please drink responsibly, be a good person, and Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out. Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.